This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Webinars are one of the great things about StorageSwiss.com. In fact, we just had one with HP not long ago that was very well attended. A very interesting poll question came out of that webinar. What is your biggest backup challenge? Here to talk about the results of that question, George Crump, the founder and lead analyst of Storage Switzerland, and Scott Baker, the director of enterprise data protection with HP. George, tell us a little bit about this. We had responses all across the board.
Yeah, Charlie, the webinar was three steps to backup and recovery success. And in that webinar, we talked about a process to put in place to really help improve your data protection success ratios. And then we also talked about when to include new products and what new products you might want to include. So to get those details, I definitely would click on the link to watch the on-demand version. But the poll was very interesting. The question, like you said, was what is your biggest backup challenge? We saw 35% still having troubles meeting backup windows. That honestly was a bit of a surprise to me. We saw 12% say they were having trouble meeting recovery windows. Honestly, that was a big surprise to me, not because it was not for any other reason that it was so low. I really expected people to say much higher. And my thinking is that maybe because meeting backup windows was so high, they're not even worried about recovery yet. Same with getting data offsite for DR. I was shocked about that. You know, only 12% said they were having trouble with that. I find that very hard to believe. I think, again, it kind of falls into the backup window problem. About 18% said they were struggling with testing of DR, and probably the real telling story, and Scott, I'll let you take it away from here, 24% of the people said, you know what, it's just all the above. And I think it goes to the fact that, you know, data protection is something we've been doing for a very long time, and we're still not very good at it, apparently.
I think that's a great point. You know, for me, as I looked at the numbers here, I was pretty satisfied when I saw that all of the above hit in that quarter of the overall respondents. And just because I think the aspects of data protection itself, to include recovery, it's an insurmountable problem if you look at the way that that data has become so. It's so pervasive. It's continually growing. It's no longer confined to the physical boundaries of the data center. When we look at data itself, when we think about backup and recovery, you have to consider the lifecycle that data, you know, sort of operates within in the various forms or states that you have to really be focused on in terms of how you're going to protect that. You know, from the point that it's actually created through some period of utilization, some preliminary status with the intention to maybe further manipulate it, and then some final stage of you know, disuse or neglect, and being able to manage those different forms of the data and having that fit within your backup windows, within your backup configurations, can be a challenge because, you know, that data has finite state at different points within that life cycle, but that doesn't always mean that the backup configuration keeps pace with it. So if you're not continually pruning those backup configurations to accommodate the data as it's changing, then it does make it very difficult to meet the backup windows, especially when you're dealing with the mounting pressures of, you know, that I hate the term, doing more with less, you know, having an IT staff that's continually working with a backup infrastructure that requires hands-on active management and offers no forms of automation or no ability to adapt to the way that the data changes within its, you know, potential for reuse, makes it incredibly challenging to meet backup windows.
Yeah, Scott, you know, it's funny. Whenever I hear the term do more with less, I always think, well, when was the do less with more generation? Because I must have missed that part of IT, because it felt like that we've always been living with do more with less. But I think now it's do even more with even less, right? And I think what was interesting that you kind of pointed out in that webinar was you made a comment about how the Agile data center is really, you know, is good from the front end perspective. It makes production look good. It makes people very flexible, and we can respond to application workload requirements better maybe than we have in the past. But wow, it really adds a lot of pressure to data protection. And to get data protection agile and to add value to the overall process is really a big issue, isn't it?
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with you, especially when you look at general organizational layouts where your virtual machine administrator, who's taking full advantage of everything that Hyper-V or VMware or KVM or Citrix may bring to the table, is cutting out new workloads very quickly without asking to spend money on additional infrastructure or capacity. But then, that's a rigid dichotomy to say a backup administrative staff who is often the last to find out about changes to the infrastructure for which they're expected to provide, backup and protection, as well as the ability to, to provide recovery technologies or services to those technologies. And the result is that, you consider the different kinds of people there as digital citizens, if you will, and if they're not getting the services they need from those that they rely on, then like any good citizen, they're going to go out and find them from someplace else. So you start seeing different silos pop up within the organization where you have different kinds of backup tools that may or may not interact with each other. And the person or the entity that's really left out to dry at the end of the day is the data and the owner looking to get that back from a recovery perspective.
So, guys, what is one of the things people need to do right now to meet some of these challenges?
Well, I think, Charlie, from my perspective, it's really a twofold thing. So I'm going to cheat and say the number one and number one A. The first is, for me, it's always about processes. You've got to have a process in place to be able to set expectations correctly. You can't go through life without goals. You can't go through data protection without goals. And so our process that we've kind of coined at Storage Switzerland is service level objective driven backups. And so it's setting service levels for each of these different applications in the environment. What those do, though, is just like any other goal in life, they identify the distance from where you are to where you want to be. And then you can look at your current data protection assets, software and hardware, plug them in where it makes sense, and then look at the kind of what's left over and say, okay, here I got to go get some specific application or a specific piece of hardware, or maybe I need just a new foundation, I need a new enterprise application. And now you can make those decisions in a much more intelligent manner. And when you bring in these new products, you can deploy them in a way that you're just not kind of throwing stuff up against the wall. You're actually, you have a plan and you have there's some logic behind what you're doing. Scott, what do you think?
Gosh, I'm going to go even worse than what you just did. And I'm going to say it depends. That's the worst answer we could give somebody, right? But I got to tell you, George, in that webinar that you and I did, I absolutely appreciated the process that you introduced, the service level objectives for backups. And what I would share with folks is, regardless of what backup technology that you use, what I find to be, in terms of best practices, is really focused on those business requirements, the business requirements around the data being backed up and the recoverability of that information. When you sit down with those business leaders, make sure that you document the business requirements, not just the physical solution. And when you communicate about business requirements, communicate with the SLAs, but categorize those based on their recovery point and their recovery time objectives. And when you do that, you can map each business requirement to the backup configuration and the backup infrastructure that's going to best be able to deliver on that recovery and that backup process. As a part of that, make sure that you're stating all of the known constraints that will affect that requirement. Ensure that you're continuing to validate those particular service level objectives with the business leader, and just relish in the fact that when you validate the requirements, those become the source for the backup configurations, and you're going to be in the best position to be able to guarantee recovery or backup window at that point.
For more on this subject, check out our webinar on demand with George and Scott on the backup challenges. Just go to storageswiss.com and look on our webinars page. For George Crump and Scott Baker, I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to storageswiss.com.